Welcome to the deep dive. We're always looking for those shortcuts, those smarter ways to get ahead, especially online. Today, we're diving into something called content gaps. Sounds a bit technical, maybe, but the idea is pretty powerful, as standing these gaps can seriously boost your online presence and, well, help you leapfrog the competition.
Exactly. And they're not just like little holes in information. Think of them more as opportunities, big ones, really.
Yeah.
Areas where maybe your competitors just haven't covered things well enough or deeply enough.
Okay, so let's unpack that. When we say content gaps, what are we actually looking for? Is it just, topics nobody's written about?
Sometimes, but it's usually more nuanced than that. Yes, sometimes a topic is completely missing, but often it's about how it's covered. Maybe someone's just skimmed the surface, a really superficial take.
Right, like ticking a box, but not really helping.
Precisely. Or the information is just old, outdated, doesn't apply anymore. Or even the format is missing. Think about it, tons of articles, but maybe no one's made a really clear infographic or helpful video.
Okay. So different ways people might want to consume the information.
Yeah, absolutely. And also think about questions people are asking online, maybe in forums, where those people also ask boxes on Google. Are those being answered properly? Or are there real-world examples missing? Case studies, that kind of thing really helps people connect. It's about finding where the audience's questions are just left hanging.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Identifying the void is step one. But how do we actually find them? What tools or methods help spot these weaknesses?
Well, it really boils down to smart competitor analysis. You got to look closely at what they're doing and what they're not doing. There are some great tools, of course. CRush has a specific content gap feature that lets you compare your keyword rankings directly against competitors.
Yeah.
It shows you where they rank and you don't. Super useful. And Ahrefs is great, too. You can look for competitor pages that have lots of backlinks. So authority, but maybe surprisingly low traffic.
Huh. Why is that significant?
Well, it often signals that the topic itself is important. People link to it. But the actual content isn't hitting the mark. It's not meeting what users are actually searching for. That's a huge opportunity right there.
Got it. So the potential is there, but the execution is weak.
Exactly. And beyond tools, don't forget regular content audits. Just reviewing your own stuff and comparing it. Maybe quarterly if your industry moves fast, or twice a year if it's more stable. Keeps you sharp.
Right. Staying agile. So let's say we found a gap. What's the best way to fill it so we actually stand out? Not just adding more noise,
Yeah, good point. It's not just about plugging a hole. It's about quality and depth.
Yeah.
The core idea is creating really high quality, in-depth content. Stuff that doesn't just answer the basic question, but anticipates the next question the user might have.
Like being one step ahead.
Precisely. Think detailed guides, practical case studies that show how things work in the real world. Sometimes the best opportunity isn't a missing topic, but explaining it from a totally fresh angle.
Or for a specific group.
Yes. A niche audience that's maybe been ignored. Like, if people search sustainable fashion for busy professionals, you need more than generic tips.
Mm.
You need to address their specific time issues, budget, values.
Tailoring it really specifically.
You got it. Mm. And importantly, use multimedia. Videos, interactive bits, infographics, they aren't just add-ons. They help people learn differently. They boost engagement, keep people on your page longer.
And search engines like that stuff too, right?
Oh, absolutely. They definitely favor content that keeps users engaged. It signals quality.
Okay, this is great. But here's the big question. How do we know if all this effort is actually working? How do we measure the impact?
Right. The proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Yeah.
You measure it by looking at key metrics. Your organic traffic is a big one. Are you getting more visitors for those specific topics you targeted?
Makes sense.
Then look at engagement. Time on page, are people actually reading or watching what you created? Bounce rate, are they leaving immediately or sticking around? Lower bounce rates and longer time on page are really good signs.
So signs that the content is actually resonating.
Exactly. And of course, track your keyword rankings for those target terms. Tools like Google Analytics and, again, RFs are essential for this. They help you see the shifts.
And the payoff long term. Is it just about traffic?
Well, traffic is great, but it leads to more. Increased organic traffic means you might rely less on expensive paid ads.
Ah, saving money. Always good.
Definitely. And better engagement builds trust, makes your brand look like an authority. That often leads to better conversion rates too, whether that's sales, signups, whatever your goal is. It all ties together.
So thinking long term, this isn't something you just do once and forget about.
Oh, definitely not. It has to be ongoing. Continuous monitoring is key. Search algorithms change constantly. User needs evolve. New competitors pop up. You have to keep learning, stay updated on SEO trends, and be ready to adapt your strategies.
Always learning, always adapting.
That's the game. It's about staying relevant and staying ahead.
Wow. Okay. That really puts it into perspective. So identifying and strategically filling these content gaps, it's clearly a powerful way to build your online presence, your authority. It's about giving real value where others haven't. So for everyone listening, maybe take a second to think about your own field, your own interests.
Yeah, ask yourself what important information might be missing or just, you know, poorly explained in your industry. And think about how you could provide that missing piece. How could that not just inform your audience, but really empower them and make you the go-to authority? That's something powerful to consider.